Just how important is it to have community? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlock, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. We're all involved in different communities, right? There's our family, our church, maybe a group of friends at school, or our neighborhood community. But why are these groups of people important? Today's story is called Freedom in Community, and it was written by Taylor Ising. A young man sits in his home, weeping. His morning song goes unanswered by all but the one who hears everything. A knock on the door startles him. An older man, a fellow member of the body of Christ, comes in the house and, without prompting, throws his arms around the young man and weeps. The young man freezes. Then slowly, awkwardly, he places his arms around the old man. A few of his tears, freed by the tears of the old man, leak out of his eyes despite his best efforts. Then another believer comes through the door, a young woman this time, and joins the huddle. A middle-aged man with his child come in and follow suit. Soon a dozen believers surround the young man, letting their grief flow freely. The young man, freed by the pain of those around him, finally dislodges the lump in his throat, and tears stream down his face. He opens his eyes and, for a moment, sees the face of his Savior wet with tears. A young man sits in his home, laughing and singing. His joyful song goes unanswered by all but the one who hears everything. A knock on the door startles him. An older man, a fellow member of the body of Christ, comes in the house and, without prompting, throws his arms around the young man and laughs. The young man freezes. Then slowly, awkwardly, he places his arms around the old man. A few chuckles, freed by the laughter of the old man, leak out of his mouth despite his best efforts. Then another believer comes through the door, a young woman this time, and joins the huddle. A middle-aged man with his child come in and follow suit. Soon a dozen believers surround the young man, letting their joy flow freely. The young man, freed by the joy of those around him, finally dislodges the lump in his throat, and his voice sings out loud. He opens his eyes and for a moment sees his Savior, singing along. Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." In the church, we're called to share our joys and sorrows with each other. How does this reflect what Jesus does for us? I encourage you to open up to Romans 12:9 through 21 and read the whole passage. Then make some goals for yourself about how you can either surround yourself with a healthy community or be an active member in a community that lifts other people up. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.